Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package.
4.5.
And opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Get your own laptop, too.
Oh, no. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Get your own laptop.
Probably every other year.
Probably, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they probably get it upgraded pretty quickly out there. Probably have to see Trip. I'm sure Trip probably comes out to Sand Hills. But, yeah, so you get the finest of the – it's like a charcuterie board. The finest of the meats and cheeses.
Jeez.
That's what you get in business. That's what you get in finance. That's what you get in currency.
That's what's going on. Carson?
Carson Schott. We'll talk to him about it tomorrow.
Okay, so he'll definitely be here.
He's running 1890, so he's also supporting the entire university. So he's got his hands are full. He's doing all the hiring for Sand Hills Global. He is running 1890, so he's doing all the contracts and all the financing for 1890 with what's going on there. And then now we have recruiting coming up. So there's Carson right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean, you better get some linemen.
Yeah, talk to him. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
We'll chat with him in person.
We'll ask him that tomorrow. Can I get breaking news, please?
Please. Something else. Hang on one second. Yeah. What do you got there, Bill, for breaking news?
If we could, I've got security clearance.
Okay.
If you guys could please text McSafety. McSafety has given out the clearance to give his phone number out at 308-325-1911. I'll repeat that. 308-325-1911. The funny part is you're writing it down. You don't have his number.
I don't have his number on my phone.
You start writing it down. You've texted McSafety over 100 times, and you start writing it down like he was like, I've got to get this information down. And he's right here. He's right behind
us. Scared him away.
You know, why do people need to get a hold of
McSafety? Because there's some people that are out of state or out of country, and they can't put in their sticky note to the tree of trust for what they're thankful for. So McSafety can take him even early today. You can start right now to text him. He will have them pre-made. Your sticky note will be up on the tree of trust. So if you're from Mississippi, it's a big job. McSafety's taking this on. Him and Greg we can't get through tomorrow without them.
Nope.
We can't.
We can't. We literally can't.
We can't. Those two are the ones right there. And then Kathy Woody. Also, that we have an administrative team.
If they don't show up, Laura will be here.
If there's anyone that can text in, we'd love. If there's anybody assistance, we'd like to check in. We'll probably be some needed to be able to check in. But thank you.
What a core.
And that number again for McSafety. I'm going to repeat that, please. 308-325-1911. Please start texting him right now if you cannot be available tomorrow to get your thankfulness on the tree of trust.
I was taking a video outside of us.
Hey. Thank you for that.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
That's a big job for McSafety, though.
It's a very big job, and he'll probably start field. But that's why we want to get out there. We didn't want to have him take all the text tomorrow morning. So he's trying to scribe.
Yeah.
Now they can get it in ahead, and McSafety will make a trip to Office Max.
Get some
sticky notes, yes.
And write these down and have them on the Tree of Trust by 6:15 tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
Your name will be up there.
6:15 a.m. The party commences.
And the mill opens at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes,
usually it's about 7:15 to 8 tomorrow.
Luke will be here early. I'll be here early. Laura's going to be here early.
Reminder, coffee is covered by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. So you come in, coffee's
and
free.
And Kaiser's bringing
we got donuts.
We have a chef coming in, too.
Matthew
will be
can
here.
Chime in at what time you're coming in, Matthew. Please let us know. Tomorrow's
Matthew, I wonder if they'll have any bacon. Because everyone would like a strip of bacon. That makes you happy, doesn't it?
Yes.
Tell me the last time somebody has a platter of bacon and they hand it to you, and you're like going, no, I don't want any bacon.
That's good. I'm good.
Nope. It's never happened in the history of the world.
No.
Nope.
Bacon. Hey, Jake, we better get to Jake.
Meat candy.
It is time.
Yes.
To play the music. Here we go.
What's that?
Winners and losers.
Yes.
In the NFL, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is all the way into chili season.
We are.
If you don't put this on your chili, Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
A dollop.
You haven't lived life. Yeah. Okay. I mean, come on. Also, one more tailgate.
Can you imagine going
bring it to the tailgate?
Your kid going to bed tonight, Dad. Are we really getting Fuhrer's tomorrow, Dad? We are. Yeah. Tomorrow we get Fuhrer's.
Absolutely, we are. available in most local grocers. To the winners off the bat here. Week 12, winners. The Rams blow out the Bucks 34-7.
What's going on?
They are
the
likely
Bucks?
The best team in the NFL.
I agree.
Rams are dominant on both sides of the ball.
Wow.
9-2 record for the Rams. They're really good.
The L.A. Rams.
Matthew Stafford, had before the year, like, is his back going to hold up? Oh, it's holding up all right. He's been great this year. Davante Adams is, you know, it's been great this year also.
Who on defense?
I don't know the guys on defense for the Rams. I don't watch a lot of their games, but they've been very good.
I don't know them very well on defense.
Rams are the best team in the NFL.
I'd say right now they should be top your power rankings in terms of the NFL. 34-7 routes of the Bucks, who have lost a couple straight now, Tampa Bay. Personal winner, Shedeur Sanders gets his first ever start, first ever win. The stats were amazing, 11 for 20, 209, one touchdown, one pick, but 24-10 winners over the Raiders. His first start to win. We applaud that, Shedeur Sanders. Dion was in the building.
Yeah, you
gave him a hug before the game in the tunnel.
He won an NFL game. That's an accomplishment.
Yes.
It is. It's an accomplishment.
And oh, by the way, Myles Garrett, 3 more sacks. He has 18 sacks with what? 6 games to go still?
He's going to shatter the record. 18 sacks.
And guess what everybody's doing? They're chipping him. They have a plan for him. No one's going like, did you guys know about that Garrett
95?
Guy?
95?
God, you guys see him? Man, he made our left tackle look stupid. No, they have a plan. They have a plan for him all the time.
That guy's a... You can't pay him enough money.
I think he's got 6 games left. He has 18 sacks. He's going to shatter the record.
I wish he was on the New York Sack Exchange with Klecko.
Number 3 winner. This team was down 21-0 at home and came back to win. The Cowboys 24-21 over the Eagles. They looked terrible in the first half, and then comeback was on. Saquon Barkley struggling with, he had a fumble for the Eagles in the game that hurt. Also a fumble on a return of a kickoff. Cowboys get it done. 24-21. Very much so alive in the playoff race in the NFC.
Okay.
Number 4, another player in the NFC. How about Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the receiver for the Seahawks? 8 catches for 167, 2 touchdowns. He is just over 600 yards away from breaking Calvin Johnson's record in a season for most receiving yards. He's on pace to break it right now.
God dang. This is good, Jay.
I want to see a home playoff game in Seattle. It's cool. It's usually about 35 degrees. There's moisture in the air. It's like a mist, cold.
Legion of Boom.
Yes. Legion of Boom. Yes. Number 5 winner. They've won 9 straight. It wasn't pretty, but Patriots beat the Bengals 26-20. 9 straight wins from Mike Vrabel. They're 10-2.
That is an enormous accomplishment.
Unbelievable.
9.
And Drake May's been great, but their receivers, you wouldn't know any names. Kayshawn Booty's one of the receivers.
Like, Booty.
You don't know these guys.
There was an LSU
bunch
guy.
Of no,
was he?
Yeah.
But no superstars,
that
though.
That is an amazing job by that head coach.
Mike Vrabel is coach of the year without even hesitation at this point. To the losers, another individual here. This person has had a lot of doubts at them and has proved the doubts are worthwhile. J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings quarterback. 12 of 19, 87 yards, no touchdowns, 2 picks in a embarrassing loss at Green Bay.
87 yards of passing.
23-6.
They've got receivers. Justin Jefferson's one of the
best. Jordan Addison. Hawkinson. They've got dudes.
Yeah. Hey, there's just a headline on ESPN that they just don't – it's a mess that they don't even know if they want to go forward with McCarthy.
All three of us questioned saying, listen, he's not a great passer.
They had Daniel Jones and they had Sam Darnold on the – Daniel Jones wasn't even activated last year. He was a backup.
On the practice squad last year.
McCarthy just wasn't at Michigan. It wasn't like about McCarthy.
No, he wasn't a great passer. No. And Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, is really good at developing quarterbacks. It hasn't worked with McCarthy. Number 2, speaking of quarterbacks, last night, ugly game. I'm going to go the quarterbacks of Monday Night Football. Brock Purdy, 3 picks. Bryce Young, 2 picks. Niners win 20-9, but it was a disgusting football game. Was quarterback
really?
Play was awful.
Really?
Awful.
I didn't watch it. I was watching Class
I think
B.
Purdy threw three
Purdy,
I
think,
picks.
Threw, yeah. I think he threw three straight picks, three straight drives. Three
and
straight
they won.
Picks, and they won 20-9.
Is he better than Mac Jones?
No.
He's
getting paid like
How
it.
How about Jake? No.
Hey, hold on, Jake. Purdy's not better.
I mean, he's been battling injury, but he has not looked good when he's played this year, if you ask Niners fans.
I got you. I'm not pushing
back. Number
I'm going to go with Alabama. That's right.
Roll on. Number three. This was not a bad loss. It's the way it happened. The Colts were on the road at KC. Bill was at the game.
Bill was there.
Now, the Chiefs dominated all the stats, but it was still 20-9. Colts.
Yes.
The offense went absent in the second half.
It was horrific.
They lose in overtime, 23-20. I'm saying the Colts, because they had an opportunity for a massive win and blew it, they're a loser this week.
Were you watching close, or was there a lot going on around you?
I was watching close. There's a lot.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self, with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot of fun. This is what I'd say about KC, that the Arrowhead and the Chiefs, because of their success, is a destination game. So there's a lot of Colts fans here, because also here's the reason it's destination. The Chiefs fans are fine with them. They just talk to them. They're fine. They treat them fine. It's not a big deal.
Not a rivalry.
I go, you know, some stadiums aren't like that.
No.
It's not a lot of fun to go to.
Penn State's not like that.
You don't want to go to Philadelphia and be like, hey, what are you guys up to? The fans are, you know, that. You know,
hey, what are you guys
up to? He's like, no, it's not good.
Okay, keep going, Jake.
Number four, the Bills on Thursday Night Football get beat by the Texans 23-19. And with the Patriots winning now two and a half games out of first place in the AFC East. Like, the Patriots are going to win this division. No one saw that coming this year.
No.
Buffalo's offense is not right. The defense has been really bad this year for their standards.
Not even Sal Palantonio wouldn't have called this.
No.
Sal Pal. So will they make the playoffs?
They should. It's not guaranteed, but right now they'd be in. We'll see. Number five, I'm saying this team's a loser because of the way it happened. The Cardinals are a bad team, but They were down in overtime 27-24 to the Jags. Had a 4th-and-4 at Jacksonville's, like, 40-yard line. Instead of going for the first down, they went for a deep shot in a triple coverage, incomplete, because of course it was. It was 4th-and-4.
At the what?
You could have at, like, the Jags, like, 42-yard line.
Okay.
Like, too long for field goal, probably.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Instead of going for a 4-yard play, yeah. They went for the home run.
The top
why did you do
into
that?
Triple coverage. And
there was
no
one the other day, too. I can't remember what it was. I was like, what would make him? I think it was the Colts did it. Same thing. It was like 3rd-and-1 or 3rd-and-2. Took a shot. I'm like, that's what we went with. That's the OC thought right now. This is the chance we'll do on this 3rd-and-2.
So I'm going Cardinals overtime play calling, decision making. Jacoby Brissett wanted the glory, and he didn't get any of all.
Can you go back to Jackson Smith and
yes,
Jigba? What was his deal?
He had 8 catches for 167 and 2 touchdowns. Right now, I think he's 670 yards away from breaking Calvin Johnson's individual season record for yards in a season.
Smith and Jigba, did you think he would be that good?
Well, I
with six to, games to go, by the
to
way.
To say that I studied him hard, I mean, he was really good.
You saw a lot of him,
yeah,
though.
He's really good, in college. But I saw him a lot. Yeah, I thought he was really good. But no, to say he had, like, okay, this is going to be the guy. Because and then there's no one really challenging now, because now you have two guys like the Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase don't have quarterbacks, so they're kind of out of the conversation.
They don't.
I mean, Justin Jefferson, what did he have? They had like 10 yards receiving.
Oh God,
they can't even throw it to him. It's like I don't know what to even do.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, he had a big game in Lincoln, didn't he?
He had a lot of big games in college. He was very good.
I think he had a monster game in Lincoln.
That's your Week 12 NFL winners and losers.
Jake, that was interesting.
Yes. Bill was at a game this week.
Yeah, and you did
NFL.
Watch it. You know, you saw, like, were you commenting on the Colts sputtering? Like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, it was a lot. I was like, this is unbelievable. They got a first down, like a couple first downs the first drive, and that's it. And they kept just showing up. I kept looking at the numbers. It's like, oh, wow, it's 20 first downs to 10. That's 24 to 10. It's 28 first downs to 10. It's 30 first downs to 10. It's 32 first downs to 10.
Yeah,
the 10 stayed.
They couldn't move it.
I mean, it was like they couldn't get a... If they get a first down somewhere, they win the game probably.
Wow.
They really win the game on a couple plays.
That's amazing,
and Jonathan Taylor's been so excellent all year long. He didn't have anything that game.
Stopped him cold.
Pretty much.
The Chiefs defense is good with Spagnuolo, but that's still tough.
Oh, Spagnuolo's good.
Yeah.
Spags.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is, yesterday we did, current NFL running back colleges. There was a plea for you guys to do something from the 70s. So how about this? NFL running back colleges from the 1970s.
Okay.
Wow.
This will be. Well, here's the problem. We called it out, or yep. I did. Why don't we keep it from the 70s, Jake? And now we could look stupid.
No, right.
You'll know all these running backs.
What are we on the week?
0-1. Lost yesterday.
38-20. We're
still pretty solid.
Oh, it's only Tuesday.
We were flexing a lot, and it's been embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. If you think you know your running back colleges from the 70s, great running backs, call us right now, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today's topic, running back colleges from the 1970s. You guys are nervous about this now, it sounds like?
No.
No nervous?
Intrigued.
No. Intrigued.
We were kids in the 70s that watched
you will know all these running backs' names.
Yeah, I don't
the
know
college
if I'm
is the tough
know,
part.
The college, yeah, we'll know them.
This will be fun because we get to reflect.
Yes.
At the expense of the listeners who could care less.
Oh, 70s running backs.
I want Bill to read our caller's name. Go, show it to Rudy. Who we got in the line here?
What's that?
Oh, I'm still on.
Randy! Randy on the line. Randy, how do you feel about running back colleges of the 1970s?
It's better times. Maybe I'll get one.
Randy, where are you calling from?
Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln. Right. Will you be by tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes. Also, we're gonna meet Randy tomorrow.
Another Randy.
Hold it. Randy meets Randy.
Yeah,
make sure you get a photo.
Worlds collide.
We'll get a photo of you in the photo booth. You and Randy.
Thank you.
All right, Randy. I like Randy.
Thank
all right,
you.
Randy. First question to you, Bill, of the Lifeline for SIP for one question. Randy, what school did Bears star running back Walter Payton go to?
Jackson State.
Brilliant.
Jackson State's correct.
Bill?
I had it. Yeah,
did you?
But at first, I was thinking Alcorn for some reason, but I came back to it.
Okay. God, Randy.
But Randy,
hey, Randy
threw it out
he's
there like
duh, Jackson
yeah,
State.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't a duh to
no.
me.
No, I would agree.
Like,
that's
I
not easy.
I had to do some thinking.
1-0 lead for Randy. Sip, first question. What school did Dolphin star running back Larry Zonka go to?
No earthly idea on that one, Bill. Help me. Zonk.
I'll give you this. He was the 8th overall pick in the 1968 NFL draft. So first
round.
Let's
do this now. Let's think. We should. I have a guess.
Let's take the guess. I don't know.
I'm not very. Oh God. Well, how do we not know this?
5 seconds. Five.
We got a guess.
You do. Four.
He went to Miami.
He played for the Dolphins. He did not go to school.
I'm writing down what I think it is. I wrote it down.
Randy, do you want that one or not?
Okay, don't show.
No, I don't know.
What'd you write down,
Bill?
Purdue?
No, it was Syracuse for.
Oh
no! No idea.
No, wouldn't have known.
No idea.
Okay,
that's surprising because they talk about the backs that have played at Syracuse, and Zonka's name never comes up.
Well,
remember that little. Little of the space mask right there.
Okay, back to you, Randy, for the win.
Oh, wow.
Oh, 1-0. What school, Randy, did Broncos star running back Floyd Little go to?
Syracuse.
Brilliant!
Back-to-back Syracuse answers is right, and Randy gets the dub on running back
we're getting,
to the seventh.
We're
getting, yeah,
tail
we're
spin right
that was
now.
A tough
one. I guess we're not even doing sports really anymore. Just doing... We're just reading songs from Alabama.
Hey, Randy, nice win. We'll see you tomorrow morning for
thank
our
you, Randy.
Appreciation Day. And
can't wait.
Thanks for
hey, Randy, in. Bring someone with you. Build a breaker.
Okay, shut up, Sipple.
All right, Randy. That's so annoying. I love it. Randy.
We're in a spin.
Okay, do you
right
want
now.
The last one here?
Bill, do you want to race or something?
I don't know, yeah.
You want to race?
It's race.
Okay,
right.
What school did Colts/Chargers running back Lydell Mitchell.
Penn State.
Go to. Whoa! Yeah. Penn State is the guest, and Penn State.
You got to be quicker.
I know it.
Come on.
You see, you called race.
I beat you off the
you
ball.
You called race, yeah. Why did you put that one third, Jake?
I should have.
That's okay.
You know we like that.
You didn't have. Would you have known Floyd Little, though?
No.
See, he would have won the game still then. Okay. Tiebreaker. How many rushing touchdowns did Larry Zonka have in 11 NFL regular seasons?
11 regular seasons. I'm just going to go with 122.
Ooh, good number. I'm going to go. They had to give it to him in close a lot. So I'm going to go over that.
They didn't score as many points back then. 64 is the answer. Yeah. I'm stunned. He had only 1 year above 10.
Really?
That was his last year.
I was thinking about 10 to 11 per.
Yeah,
that's what
I
he was like
thinking.
Getting like 5 or 6 or 7 per season. It was kind of strange
weird.
Looking at that yesterday.
Were they giving it to Mercury Morris
Mercury,
down there?
And Jim Kick.
Jim Kick.
Yeah,
see Kick.
Yeah, Kick,
Carey's
Mercury
take.
Morris, and Zonka. Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
I had a friend. This is odd. I don't know why. I had a friend. Jake, I had a framed Mercury Morris. Picture in my room.
Where's it at?
Framed.
Bring it in.
It's the find honest it. Thing.
Is it still
number
your bedroom?
22.
Right? Still in your bedroom right now?
No, I don't. It's not. I don't know where it is now.
Oh, that'd be.
I had Ralph Garr. Ralph Garr. Do you know who Ralph Garr
I've
is?
Heard the name.
Played for the Chicago White Sox. And Mercury
Morris.
I don't know why my mom and dad framed
Mercury
Morris,
but you had
because
it.
He was yeah. great. That's yeah. why.
Big shot. Of
I like Jim Kick.
Yeah, I like Kick. I like Zonk.
When we come back, hour three, time for our Big Ten Power Rank.
Oh,
here we
no.
go.
That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Rudy.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.